yeah, baby. Enjoying the summer. I know it's too hot for some of you people, but it's not for me. Matthew James, Tax Pro Hotline. It's going to be hot prediction next year. It's going to be right again. Be hot next summer. Everyone was around some old guys. We were laughing about it. We were talking about the heat. And he said, well, I remember when it was so hot in this, no air conditioning. They were older than me by about 20 years. I just listened to the stories. And they were saying, man, we didn't even have air conditioning back in the day. I said, yep. I bet it was hot, huh? He said, absolutely. He said, well, we were used to it. We didn't have air conditioning everything. I just thought it was cool. Listen to these older guys older than me. I was born in 61. They were talking about graduating high school in 61. From 59. And God said the first house they bought, first two houses, they never even knew what air conditioning was. How'd y'all survive, man? The day's time, people would just fall out. And if you ever noticed, the media does that too. I saw heat wave hurting people, killing people. You know, every heat wave kills a few people. It's unfortunate, but just the way it is. But we're not going to be able to turn it off. And that was my favorite part of this whole thing with the World Cup, besides watching these people brag about America, is to watch Paris actually, the mayor actually blame us for the heat wave they have over there. And only about 20% of their people got air conditioned. And then 48 people drowned so far trying to cool themselves down because of the heat wave they're having over there. And all that stuff just natural and don't have air conditioning. Blame us for the heat wave. They want us to be as, you know, they don't want us to live in comfort. They want us to be as miserable as they are over there. Why do you people want to be as miserable as people over there? Nobody does. One guy was telling me he traveled the country in his 30-year career. He said, man, you go to some of these places, they didn't have air conditioning. He said it was like unbelievable. You go there for 2 weeks. He said, you just adjust to it. But, man, over here, you hear every day. I hate when people talk about the weather. I just put my head down. Now, I did another day at the post office because I thought, this guy, I don't know what he's talking about. And he couldn't give me any information. He couldn't give me any facts. I was trying to learn. Maybe I missed something. Anyway, people will mess with me now. Hey, Moon, did you think it's hot outside? I get this all the time now. No, it ain't hot outside. It's just imagination. Matter of fact, let me see something. I want to see this. Now, remember, we in July. And a hot record, heat record. Let me see if it's changed. So they're showing the forecast for the week, 90 today, 89 tomorrow, 90 Wednesday, 90 Thursday, 91 Friday and Saturday, 88 Monday, 88 Tuesday, and 86 Wednesday. That sound like burning hot heat that you just can't stand? Low 90s and upper 80s in July? Wow. Man, I don't know what I'm going to do about all that heat. I just want people to understand what you're saying. Quit get off of it. Former Louisiana Wildlife Secretary sentenced to 27 months in prison. Former Secretary of Louisiana Department of Wildlife for Bell Edwards, Jack Montesette, 78, was sentenced Tuesday, 27 months in federal prison. 78, 29. By the way, for conspiring to defraud the United States by soliciting, accepting kickbacks in return for awarding a state contract. By the way, this is not the... I feel bad. Sorry for him. I feel sorry for his family. I don't like to see people go to jail. I told y'all that when Edwards went to jail. People thought I was going to be all ecstatic. I wasn't. I thought it was horrible. According to the court, Montesette, while Secretary of LDWF, steered an LDWF contract to a company called DJ1 LLC in exchange for one-third of the profit and the other two-thirds divided between Montesette's two co-conspirators, Dusty Guidry and Leonard Franks. Anyway, it goes into all the stuff in there, but 78, 27 months. I'm sure. Well, it's a federal prison. You got, what is it? You got to serve 85% of it, even on good behavior. There's no getting out like half the thing or a month. You got to serve within, 85% of the deal. So, matter of fact, Montesette was also a elected official here in the state of Louisiana. So he's going to have to spend some prison time. Like I said, I feel bad for him. Don't make you a good guy, bad guy. Just means you got busted doing something. You know if you're getting money on kickbacks from federal or state money. You know that. Okay, so registered Republican voters surpassed Democrats. This has been the news last week. According to what I'm reading as of, July 1st, there are now 2,300 more Republicans and Democrats now. Okay? Kuvion said, at the start of the Biden administration, there were 225,000 more registered Democrat voters in the state. That number was down to 55,000 4 years later as President Trump was sworn in office for a second term. I was kind of getting a kick out of this. Let me get a few other numbers. No party registration, which I am, is up to 820,000 and growing. No parties could overtake them if you're not careful. We'll see. I know Derek and him are working hard to make sure that doesn't happen. Which means there were very real possibilities that in a few years, Democrats could technically be a third party behind Republicans and independents. Now, I do believe that happened. People are going to run away from crazy. And the Democrat Party, I've called this for 20 years, party of filth and hate. It's a nutted up party. It's a nutted up party. It's crazy. And my buddy Paul calls every night. He talks about how Republicans are winning because the Democrats have gone Looney Tune. And they have, folks. They're un-American. Almost all. I'm going to talk about their leaders. There are people that vote Democrat. They just always vote Democrat. But this ain't the Democrat Party of 20, 30 years ago. This ain't the Democrat Party before Barack Obama came in. This is the party of Barack Obama. Now, I did get one funny out of here. That if they want electorally viable, perhaps they might want to give former Governor Edwards a call about how you win independent or some conservative voters. You know, I don't know Kuvion, never met him, but he's full of crap. Bill Edwards backed in twice. Everybody, they still trying to run around, beat the Republican. None of that happened. Jay Darden, the backstabber, and the dipstick, Scott Angel, they had Vitter, and they laid him out, and they made it right to vote for Republicans. He backed in. Then he backed in again because Eddie Rispone, I like Eddie. Eddie Rispone absolutely butchered Ralph Abraham to death. Just butchered him to death. Now, Eddie got within 40,000 votes, which is a good showing, but in politics, is the one thing I know, coming in second means nothing. Coming in second means nothing. Eddie. And I know this for a fact because I knew people at Edwards' camp. They said when Eddie Rispone started bombing Doc, this is when they said, Edwards said, we got a chance. They never had a chance. He never had a chance the second time. I called him a one-term governor. He was. So Eddie Rispone showed up to beat up Doc Abraham because he's going to spend all that money wanting to make sure he made the runoff. If Eddie Rispone had not beaten up Abraham, if Eddie Rispone had just ran head up and beat Doc, he had all the money. Eddie Rispone would have been the governor. Or Doc would have won, and then Doc would have been the governor. Edwards had no chance. He was done. He won by 40,000 votes. A sitting incumbent in Louisiana win by 40,000 votes. So Kuvion, these people keep running like Edwards did this. I'm not saying Edwards had a lot of money. The trial lawyer money kicked in like you wouldn't believe both times. The TV trial lawyer money kicked in. Edwards was a bad governor. People better wake up and understand how bad this guy was for the state. Medicaid expansion was his greatest accomplishment. He ran business out of here. He ran jobs out of here. Out-migration picked up when he got to be governor and never stopped. He never cared about business. He cared about Medicaid, federal money, and raising taxes. That was it. He was horrible. Absolutely pathetic. As people still go, he was pretty good. Governor had what? He had all the federal money you could absolutely spend. He was horrible on every issue, and I'll never forget when he vetoed a bill to keep boys out the girls' bathrooms. He vetoed the bill. He wanted boys in the grand. Then he vetoed a bill where 10-year-olds can get sex operations. But that was a big old deal, too. I mean, I can go on and on and on with Edwards. I mean, the numbers, everything. He was horrible. He crushed us. So when Kuvion say, yeah, he won. And you could say back then or whatever, and I know that, but he won. Yeah, he won. But he had a lot of help from Republican crazy that put him over the top. 40,000 votes are sitting and coming in Louisiana. And that don't happen much. But he did it because the Republicans helped him. He backed in twice. I told y'all, I would write the book, just not a writer. The two-term governor who backed in twice. You know, it's just when Cuvillon says, I kind of laugh at him. And somebody made a good point that we had a good closed primary back then. Responi probably won. Somebody would have won, or Doc would have won. You'd have never had Edwards again. We shouldn't have had Edwards again. That set us back so much. All righty, we got to take a break. Somebody is writing something about weather to me. Here we go. I hope I'm not in a fight. We'll take a break. Be right back.
As Louisiana's only fiberglass manufacturer and fabricator, Sea-Safe Fiberglass Grating and Structural Systems has provided corrosion-resistant products to the Gulf Coast for over 45 years. Our fiberglass grating, cable trays, and structural shapes are ideal to replace corroded, rotting building products and can be custom fabricated by the best fiberglass craftsmen in the world, right here in Lafayette. Contact Sea-Safe or visit our website at seasafe.com. That's S-E-A, like the ocean, S-A-F-E.com.
Woo! It's Shucks time. It's always Shucks time. Shucks is awesome. If you ever go to Abbeville and you want some real seafood fresh off the boat, you got to go to Shucks, folks. And don't forget a new location in Lake Charles, Louisiana, and they're serving hot boiled crawfish right now. So you like your great seafood and shrimp and fish and oysters. Woo, you got to go to Shucks, folks, and have you a good time because they're waiting on you and they want to serve you. Shucks in Abbeville and Lake Charles and serving hot boiled crawfish right now. You got to go to Shucks, folks, and don't forget a new location in Lake Charles, Louisiana. And folks looking to buy or sell land, Wildlife Land Group and his partners proudly serve Louisiana, Mississippi, Alabama, Texas, Oklahoma, Arkansas, and Colorado. Our accredited land consultants specialize in timberland, cattle ranches, hunting, and recreational property, transitional and development tracts, and farmland to rice and crawfish, row crops, you name it. From individual landowners to publicly traded companies, Wildlife Land Group is hands-on through the entire process. Love the opportunity to serve you. Call Wildlife Land Group today at 337-345-1797. That's 337-345-1797. Jay Davison, broker.
Louisiana's oil and gas industry creates thousands of good-paying jobs, but a flood of coastal lawsuits threatens it all. While billboard lawyers reach for massive payouts, Louisiana workers pay the price. The facts. Energy employment, down 40%. Offshore energy production, cut in half. Over $1 billion, gone. Greedy lawyers chasing lottery payouts at the expense of Louisiana families. We don't need more lawsuits. We need more jobs. Learn more at growlouisianacoalition.com.